a gay witch hunt of homosexual church members. That's how campaigners have described a motion to be put to the Church of Ireland's General Synod in Dublin tomorrow. Resolution 8A states that marriage can only occur between one man and one woman for the procreation and nurture of children. More than 20 gay, lesbian and bisexual Anglicans have published a letter in today's Belfast Telegraph objecting to the resolution. So, should gay people have the same right to marry as heterosexual couples? Or do you think marriage should be kept exclusively for men and women? 08459 555 678. Jerry Lynch is with us today, member of the Church Board of St George's Parish in Belfast. Morning to you, Jerry.
Good morning, Steve.
Morning to you. And Peter Linus from the Evangelical Alliance. Morning to you, Peter.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, good morning. What do you think, Jerry?
Well, I mean, you asked your listeners there about same-sex marriage. I don't think we're asking for anything like that, and probably wouldn't for a long, long time. All we're asking for the Church of Ireland to do is fulfil the promises that it made 9 years ago to listen to gay, lesbian people in the church, what our experience is, to listen to the reality that is true for most of us, that our relationships with the people we love are good things, that we try to live good Christian lives and be a good part of the church. The church promised to listen to us before passing judgment. They promised to do that 9 years ago. They've taken absolutely no steps to try to listen to people. And then they're passing a motion, which it reads to me as a gay man, like I'm being singled out from the crowd, I'm being wagged over with a long Episcopal finger, and then I'm being lectured to be told that my relationship isn't, this is a very odd term, normative. I mean, I know my relationship isn't normative. Over 90% of the population are straight. And I don't think this motion reflects the spirit of the Church of Ireland. The Church of Ireland's a church where people can live with difference and can agree to disagree and can have different views in the world. And at the end of the day, we all know none of us are perfect. All of us have done things wrong. All of us at the end of the day are still made by God and loved by God, and we're all equal in his sight. And whatever differences there are between us and whatever ways we feel other people shouldn't be able to judge other people's lives, whatever we think about the way other people live their lives, the Bible tells us we're not in a position to judge other people.
Peter?
And I think that's all I'm asking, for people to sit back, the church to take a year or two to listen, like it promised to do many years ago, just listen to people before passing.
You know, I think,
Peter?
I think the language of gay witch hunt that Jerry and others have used is very unhelpful. What the church has done is put three motions forward. One reaffirms what it's thought for hundreds of years, and it's just restating its position on that. And that marriage is between a man and a woman, and that's something the church has held. And all it's doing is simply reaffirming that. It also goes on very clearly to say that God's love for all people and the church is a welcoming place for him.
Yeah, but this God's love for all people, Peter, but then distinguish between people. And this God's love for all people, but then tell gay people in the church that actually they're not welcome to the same service that non-gay people, that straight people are.
If I finish that, then it does commit itself to continued dialogue, and it has been engaged in a significant level of dialogue. They had a special conference specifically on this issue.
Let's let Peter finish, and then you can come back.
If I just finished, there was a special conference. Changing attitudes were invited. The views were heard.
No, I'm sorry, that's inaccurate. Changing attitudes were not invited. That's simply inaccurate.
There were a number of speakers there, but what happened was a consensus was reached around the various views, and this has come from the House of Bishops, this new motion, and it celebrates and it reaffirms the biblical view of marriage between a man and a woman. So there's a difference between being an issue being discussed and then the views that are taken, and the church has taken a view and it has had discussions and will continue to have it, but it has reaffirmed the view it has always had that marriage is between a man and a woman. And so it's not a surprise motion, it's not a gay witch hunt, it's a clear statement of what the church has always taught and continues to hold as a biblical view.
Can I just make two points? Firstly, this conference that Peter's lauding, this was 24 hours of talking about gay people. There were only two gay people invited to speak at the conference for 10 minutes each in a 24-hour conference. And none of those actually worshipped in a Church of Ireland church. Neither of the gay speakers lived in Ireland. There have been stories of really dreadful treatment of lesbians in our churches. They're isolated. I want to make it clear to people that in almost all Church of Ireland churches, anybody will receive a very warm welcome. But there have been horror stories, real horror stories of how lesbians have been treated. There wasn't a single lesbian speaker at that conference.
What type of horror stories?
Peter talks a lot.
Hold on a minute. What do you mean horror stories? What type of horror stories?
Well, this has been in letters in the newspaper, letters in the Belfast Telegraph. We have had incidents where women, same-sex couples, have had clergy more or less refuse to baptise their children without quite saying that. Certainly sent them somewhere else. We've had cases where lesbians have been refused communion and refused to take any more part in worship of the church or leading worship in the church. So these are bad things that the church doesn't want to talk about. And I think the point, Peters talks a lot about the biblical view on marriage. I would like to talk more about the biblical view of judgment. The Bible is very clear that we should judge ourselves rather than other people. All of us, every day in our lives, do things that are very wrong. I'm no exception to that. Peter's no exception to that. We're all sinners in need of God's grace. And all I'm saying to people is take a step back and listen to people before judging, because this motion is very, very judging of the reality of my life.
Even
and other
it's not a judging motion. It restates what the church around the world held for hundreds of years. And simply because Jerry doesn't like it doesn't mean it's judgmental. It's restating what it's clearly held. Now, what the church does want to do is tell good news stories and has great difficulty getting that out there. And the Church of Ireland is leading the way with an organisation like CAP, helping people out of debt. It's phenomenal at providing furniture. In my own area of Corian, they have a great programme, Restored Ministries, delivering furniture to those in need. There are a lot of incredibly good news stories that the church is engaged in transformation and changing communities. Today, I'm going to the Waterfront Hall tonight with Matt Baggett and many others, redeeming our communities, about faith groups engaging and changing communities.
Peter, tell me this. Do you accept that gay clergymen should have a role in the church?
So, Stephen, I'll give you an evangelical answer, and I have to be clear, I don't speak on behalf of the Church of Ireland specifically on this issue, though I have talked to people this morning, so I understood what the specifics were in the motion. And Evangelical Alliance is very clear in terms of the same-sex practice is incompatible with God's revealed will in the Bible. And so we're saying that that's not an acceptable way. So the church is welcoming people in, but it's saying that the Bible is very clear on that, but that's not a lifestyle that's endorsed within the Bible.
So bring them in to the church, but tell them they're wrong? And gay clergymen, your answer is no. Gay clergymen would not be welcome in your church.
They would be welcome. The church in Northern Ireland is full of people welcome from all sorts of backgrounds who are on a journey and realising there are things in their lives that need to change. And so there is a welcome, and we're saying to all churches, you need to welcome.
And how would you expect it? How would you expect, Peter, a gay man or woman who's on that journey, as you describe it, to change?
Well, Stephen, it's something that each church has to deal with individually.
You said they're on a journey. You said they're on a journey. Journey of change. How would you expect a gay man to change?
People come in to churches at all stages on walks of life, and the churches are welcoming to people in all sorts of situations that they find themselves.
You're not answering my question.
Churches are engaging.
You're not answering my question. You're talking about the church welcoming people. My specific question, you talked about gay people being on a journey to change. How would you expect
all people being on a journey?
How would you expect a gay person to change?
And I think it's very important that we keep it in the context of all people being on a journey to change. The desire is to get a sensational headline from me or from somebody else from saying all people are on a journey of change.
I'm not trying to get a sensation. Hold on a minute. Don't put words in my mouth. I'm asking you, do you think a gay person can change their sexuality?
Do I think they can? I'm aware of people changing their sexuality, yes.
Do you think a gay person can choose their sexuality?
You're going to say it's a cover. I'm not qualified to talk about that, Stephen. I have no medical background. I don't understand the issues in relation to that. Now, I have dialogued with members of the gay and lesbian community. I've been at some of the conferences that Jerry's been at, events organised by the Peace Corporation Ireland and various groups, dialoguing through these so the church has a better understanding and both communities, and there's an engagement and a dialogue in terms of this. But what I do want to be clear about is there is a transforming power, and people come in all walks of life, in all stages on a journey, and they do see change and transformation in their life in all areas.
Can I pick Peter up on that? Because I have to say, I'm very lucky. Since I knew I was gay, I've never had a problem with it, and the church I belong to has never had a problem with it. But I know other people who have, and they have spent literally their entire lives on their knees praying to God to stop them being gay and make them straight. You know what? It never works. All they do is torment themselves. And I'm just really depressed to hear the way Peter's talking. You can't turn gay people into straight people. I think in Northern Ireland in 2012, people know that. And it's not like the old days where gay people were kept quiet, certainly among younger people and people of working age and people younger than that. People live in a very mixed society.
But to be fair, Jerry, the traditional church position for many years has been marriage is for a man and woman.
But
it's been a traditional position for many, many years.
In 2003, the people keep talking about official church positions. In 2003, which was the last time the Church of England or Church of Ireland spoke officially about this, the statement from the House of Bishops said, "We have different positions in the church. We have people who hold that very traditional position. We have people who would hold the traditional position on marriage, but would feel that they would have to listen to people who are in civil partnerships and faithful Christian same-sex relationships."
Okay.